हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। और मंत्र नंबर 18 न जायते म्रियते वा विपश्चिद् नायं कुतश्चिन्न बभूव कश्चित् अजो नित्य शाश्वतोऽयं पुराणो न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे। हन्ता चेन्मन्यते हन्तुम् हतश्चेन्मन्यते हतम् उभौ तौ न विजानीतो नायम् हन्ति न हन्यते। अणोरणीयान् महतो महीयान् आत्मास्य जन्तो निहितो गुहायाम् तमक्रतुः पश्यति वीतशोको धातुः प्रसादान् महिमानमात्मनः। आसीनो दूरम् व्रजति शयानो याति सर्वतः कस्तम् मदा मदन् देवम् मदन्यो ज्ञातुमर्हति। अशरीरम् शरीरेषु अनवस्थेष्वस्थितम् महान्तम् विभुमात्मानम् मत्वा धीरो न शोचति। अशरीरम् शरीरेष्वनवस्थेष्वस्थितम् महान्तम् विभुमात्मानम् मत्वा धीरो न शोचति। नाउ वी वेंटिंग इनटू नेक्स्ट मंत्र 23rd मंत्र। नायमात्मा प्रवचनेन लभ्यो न मेधया न बहुना श्रुतेन यमे वैशवृणुते तेन लभ्यो तस्येष आत्मा विवृणुते तनुं स्वाम्। When you read it first, we read without breaking the sandhis. नायमात्मा प्रवचनेन लभ्यो न मेधया न बहुना श्रुतेन। नायमात्मा प्रवचनेन लभ्यो न मेधया न बहुना श्रुतेन। नायमात्मा प्रवचनेन लभ्यो न मेधया न बहुना श्रुतेन। यमे वैशवृणुते तेन लभ्यस्तस्यैष आत्मा विवृणुते तनूं स्वाम्। यमे वैशवृणुते तेन लभ्यस्तस्यैष आत्मा विवृणुते तनूं स्वाम्। यमे वैशवृणुते तेन लभ्यस्तस्यैष आत्मा विवृणुते तनूं स्वाम्। दिस् मन्त्र should sound familiar. Does it sound familiar? Why? The same mantra I came across in Mundaka Upanishad. And it is like repetition of the same mantra. And both these Upanishads, Mundaka Mandukya belong to Atharva Veda. Katho Upanishad, like Taittiriya Upanishad, very well-known Upanishads of Krishna Yajurveda. So Krishna Yajurvediye Kataka Shakhayam Kathopanishadi Atava Katakopanishadi Pratamadhyaye Dvitiyavalli. But same mantra came across in Mundaka Upanishad also. And the Mundaka belongs to Atharva Veda. Now, the previous mantra, Upanishad actually discussed the benefit of the Atmajnanam by saying how the person becomes free from sorrow. Becomes free from sorrow. That was said in the previous mantra. And then he started talking about the nature of the Atma, Atma Swarupam. Now he continues here, I am Atma. So now all these mantras, as I said, until the end of the section, all these mantras of second section only discuss the Atma Swarupam, nature of the Atma only. Na yamatma pravachane na labhya na ayam. Na ayam, na ayam. Ayam atma pravachane na labhya. You bring that na with labhya. Na labhya. Na medhaya na bahuna shrutena. Yam eva yeshaha vrnute, yam eva yeshaha vrnute, tena labhyaha. Tasya yeshaha atma vrnute swam tanum. Vrnute swam tanum. If a person knows the value of moksha, if a person has analyzed the purusharthas, naturally it is possible for a person to really understand what exactly he is searching for through all the ends is only freedom, only the liberation, only actually the happiness. What exactly he is searching through all purusharthas, ultimately only happiness. And the discovery of that happiness is actually discovery of one's own self being free from limitations. Therefore, moksha is the implied meaning of the word moksha is happiness. Even though the direct meaning of the word moksha is freedom. So therefore, the person who knows the value of moksha, who is aspiring for moksha, and who becomes committed to the pursuit of moksha alone, becomes the one who is endowed with the important qualifications required for the attainment of jnana. Only mumukshu, who is aspiring for moksha, knowing the value of moksha, will come to know of the value of knowledge also. When a person becomes committed to the pursuit of knowledge, knowing the value of knowledge, then as a mumukshu, he also becomes a jignyasuhu. And as a jignyasuhu, when he becomes committed to the pursuit of jnanam, then he will, naturally he will be, because of his knowledge of the value of knowledge, the person will have that viveka, so he'll have that vairagyam also. And he'll make all possible efforts to become disciplined in order to be eligible to receive the teaching. He can enjoy the benefit of the teaching. He can attain jnanam also. That's what is here said. If a person naturally is interested in moksha, then what should he do? He becomes committed to the pursuit of jnanam. He becomes committed to the pursuit of jnanam. And he we can say he is given to the discipline of jnana yoga. So being committed to the pursuit of jnanam means being given to study of the shastram. Being given to the discipline of jnana yoga. And being given to the discipline of jnana yoga means being given to the discipline of study of the shastram. Then he must naturally begin his discipline of the study with his shravanam. The first discipline he is supposed to go through is shravanam. So he must regularly, systematically listen to the unfoldment of subject matter of the shastram for a length of time with help of a competent teacher. Then of course, and that shravanam itself will not be sufficient for a person. And shravanam should be followed by mananam, that from ignorance he moves on to the position of having the knowledge. But even after having gone through the Shravanam Phalam of time, the person may have knowledge, but still knowledge will be shakable knowledge, because his doubtful knowledge is a shakable knowledge, because doubts can be caused by the arguments of people of other schools of thought. So his doubts also must be resolved. Other people's, the arguments presented by other schools of thought will not shake his knowledge. Because he can see the fallacies and limitations, the logical loopholes in other people's understanding. And so he can remain firm without being shaken by doubts, because his knowledge should become doubt-free also, for which Shastram definitely recommends. It's only Uttama Adhikaris need not go through Manana. Savanam itself will bless them with that understanding. But mostly the students have to go through the Mananam also, which is nothing but Mananam, nothing but repeatedly re-listening to the Shastram, reflecting upon the teaching, thereby seeing in the light of the understand, one's own understanding of the Shastra teaching, seeing the logical fallacies in others' thinking, other schools of thought, the views of other people, thereby making his own understanding clear is said to be Mananam. So this one should go through Mananam also. And even after having the clear understanding, it's very easy for one to continue to be erroneous one's perceptions because of one's age-old habits. So habit cause errors will be there. Habitual errors still will prevent a person from enjoying the benefit of the knowledge. So if a person has to enjoy the full benefit of the knowledge, the teaching, then he must also continue to go through the discipline of Nididhyasanam, where a person repeatedly, with a focused attention, repeatedly dwells upon the clear understanding he has acquired through Shravanam and Mananam. And this Nididhyasanam in a person practice for length of time, this should become ascertained. The ascertainment is his vision becomes very firm, where the person, in spite of being endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, also in spite of being involved in this world of activities like other individual ajnana individuals, still he can be emotionally, he can be free. Mentally, he becomes free from limitations. Emotionally, he becomes free from dependence. And he becomes objective. The objectivity is not an easy joke. He's like any other jnani. Is like any other jnani. But Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam bring about this miracle, real miracle of having the perspective change. Thereby, the person becomes objective towards his own body, mind, and complex, objective towards all situations. Then objectivity, not without being subjective, not interesting the situations, the person enjoys his freedom, which is already there as one's own nature. So jnanam does not bring moksha. Jnanam helps him resolve the wrong notions and erroneous perceptions. In having them resolved, what he is, there's only freedom. What is there's only happiness. The person understands, which means Atma becomes revealed to him. So who is the person to whom Atma becomes revealed? The person who becomes totally committed to the pursuit of the knowledge of the Atma. That's what is said here. So the total commitment to the pursuit of the Atma means Atma Jnanam should become his ultimate priority in his life. Everything else should become secondary. It does not mean other things should not be given importance. One should do the needful, that is different. But once a person becomes a mukshu and jignyasuhu, naturally, jnanam will become his priority. Atmajnana becomes priority means always his thinking must be only of subject matter of the shastra. For such a person, how can Atma not reveal its sorupam? That's what this mantra says here. So, he says, I am Atma pravachanena na labhyaha. I am Atma pravachanena na labhyaha. And we know the Atma, of course, Atma is a term implying the abstract reality, subtlest reality. Therefore, it is not easy to really understand and take ownership of that Atma as one's own self. So one has to go through these disciplines. But still, if a person is simply given to the listening, also Atma will not become revealed. There must be commitment. So first he says, of course, Veda Shastram is the means of attainment of Jnanam. Therefore, everyone is expected to given the discipline of learning, memorizing, reciting the Veda mantras. Generally. But is it enough if it's simply a person is given to the discipline of reciting, chanting the mantras? No. So, the mantra says, I am Atma Pravachanena Nalabhyaha. So, Pravachanam here means chanting. Pravachanam literally means speech, speaking. So here pravachanam means oral recitation in this context. Pravachanena ayam atma nalabhyaha. So this nalabhyaha, atma, this atma is not attainable. This labhya is a potential passive participle, which means attainable, which means can be attained. But na labhyaha, this Atma cannot be attained. Is not attainable. How? Pravachanena. Through mere oral recitation of the Vedas. So Atma is not attainable through mere oral recitation of the mantras. So, na medhaya. Medhaya na labhyaha. So, the word medha you all know very well. Grahana dharana shakti. Medha means the power of understanding and retaining. Is said to be grahana dharana shakti. The capacity, the power of intellection, good power of intellection, the capacity to understand and retain is called medha shakti. So a person has medha shakti, thereby he is able to memorize the mantras and retain the mantras in his mind. Means everything is in his memory. Is it enough? No. Na medhaya. Na medhaya labhyaha. So this Atma Jnanam, Atma cannot be attained in terms of knowledge through mere oral recitation of the mantras, not even through simply retaining the mantras in one's memory. Na bahuna shrutena. So it is said always paunapunyena shravanam, one must listen repeatedly. So paunapunyena shravanam, listening again and again and again. Here bahuna shrutena, not even Atma cannot be attained in terms of knowledge, even through listening, repeated listening, repeatedly, even through listening repeatedly many times. Bahuna shrutena, bahushravanam, means what? Listening a lot. Listening a lot means what? Repeatedly listening. Bahuna shrutir, not even through the repeatedly listening many times. But then who else can attain Atma then? Who else can attain? Tena eva labhyaha. Atma is attainable in terms of knowledge only for that person. Again, say labhyaha, labhyaha, Atma, Atma labdhihi. Attainment of Atma is always attainment of the knowledge of the Atma. We can never attain Atma. Atma can never be attained because Atma is one's own self. How can you attain yourself? You can never attain yourself because it is yourself. You can attain something is away from you, other than you, not yourself. Because Atma is already your Swarupam. You yourself are Atma. Unfortunately, you do not know your Atma. Therefore, the attainment of Atma is, in fact, attainment of knowledge of the Atma. Therefore, this Atma, attainment of Atma in terms of knowledge is possible only for that person. Tena eva labhyaha. Atma is attainable in terms of knowledge only by him, only by that person. Which person? Yam yeshaha vrunate. The person whom Atma chooses. Vrunate is, you know, this verb, vrunate. Yam Atma Vrunate means whom Atma chooses. So Atma chooses means what? The person who chooses Atma, Atma Jnana, Atma as his absolute priority, Atma Jnanam as absolute priority. Yam e, Yam Yeshaha Vrunate. Means this person, whoever chooses this Atma as his ultimate goal, absolute priority, him Atma also chooses. This person should choose Atma as his ultimate. Atma should become, Atma Jnana should become his priority. Only such a person, for him, yeshaha Atma vivrunate. So vrunate chooses. Vivrunate. See, with the prefix vi, meaning changes. Reveals. Yeshaha Atma vivrunate. The person who chooses Atma as his absolute, ultimate priority, him, only to such a person, that person, yeshaha, Atma Vrunate. This Atma reveals its Swarupam. Atma Vrunate Swam Tanu. See, Tanu, Tanuhu, Okaranta, Strilingaha, Tanu Shabdaha. There's the word Tanuhu also. Tanuhu means body. Tanuhu ukaranta pullinga shabda. That is a stilinga shabda. Ukaranta stilinga tanu shabda. Ukaranta stilinga tanu shabda. So that's also stilinga shabda. That's all. Tanu also means body. But ukaranta stilinga tanu shabda. Tanuhu also means body. Tanuhu also means body. That is why sun is called tanayaha. Okay, tanayaha. Sun is called tanayaha. Because Tanuhu means body, one is born through one's body. But here Tanuhu, the body of Atma means what? Atma has no body, Atma has no form. Here Tanuhu implies nature, Swarupam. See, body stands for, body means form. So we arrive at a given object. The name denotes a given object in reference to the form. So here, Atma has to be added only in terms of its nature. Therefore, the word Stanuhu here means Swarupam. So Atma Swam Tanum Tasya Vivranate. Atma reveals its own Swarupam, its own nature for that person who okay, who chooses Atma. Who chooses the Atma and who thereby whom Atma chooses. Atma reveals his Swarupam to that person whom Atma chooses means what? The person who chooses Atma as his priority. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. So here, Shankarapadapada explains, Ayamatma pravachanena aneka vedasvikaranena nalabhyaha. Aneka vedasvikaranena nalabhyaha. So vedasvikaranena means by taking up the study of the Veda mantras, by taking up the project of repeatedly chanting Veda mantras, by taking up such a project also, having such commitment also, Atma cannot be known. Na api medhaya. So grantha artha dharana shaktya. See, grantha artha dharana shaktya. So Atma cannot be attained in terms of knowledge even through one's capacity to retain the meanings of the text. Granthartha dharana shaktya. Even a person has tremendous medha shakti. He has grahana shakti, dharana shakti. He can grasp and he can retain in his memory everything. Not only the mantras, even the meanings of the mantras. But granthartha dharana shakti the person has, even simply having the dharana shakti, does not make a person. He has tremendous memory power, tremendous the holding capacity. It is because this person has dharana shakti, does not mean he can attain knowledge of the Atma unless his priority becomes Atma Jnanam. One must have dharana shakti. It's a qualification to have dharana shakti, but merely being endowed with the qualification does not help him attain the knowledge of Atma unless he really craves for the jnanam, unless he becomes committed to the pursuit of jnanam. His priority becomes Atma jnanam. Dharana shakti, the capacity to retain and understand, will remain unused, okay, without being properly used. It will not help him attain the Atma jnanam. Na bahuna shrutena kevalena, not by merely listening repeatedly. People go and listen sometimes, attend satsangs, listen, but there's no purushartha nischeha. As long as the lecture hall, they listen. Once they go get out of the lecture hall, again go back to their samsara. Of course, everybody has to be in samsara, I'm not denying it. The thing is, the priority when a person listens also, the Shraddha must be such that every time I sit to the Shastram, with the craving for understanding the Atma, the ardent desire for understanding the Atma. So there must be, the desire for Atma must be very firm. Jignyasutvam must be there. Therefore, even if a person simply by listening, merely by listening to the teaching also again and again, still Atma Jnanam does not happen, will not happen. Kher tarihi labhyaha ityuchyate. Then by whom it, this knowledge is attained? Yameva. See, yameva yeshaha vrunate. See, yam yeshaha vrunate. Yeshaha, be very careful here. Yeshaha indicates this person. This person means who? This person, the mokshuhu, jignyasuhu. The mokshuhu jignyasuhu, sadhakaha. Sadhakaha means the one who is making effort. One who is searching for the truth, the sadhaka, the seeker. Yameva, so yeshaha, yeshaha is a third person singular pronoun. Here it indicates this sadhakaha. Yeshaha means sadhakaha. This, the person who is given to the pursuit of jnanam, yeshaha sadhakaha. Yameva vrunate. Again, yam is a relative pronoun. Yam is what? Whom. This seeker, whom only chooses. The seeker chooses whom only. So yam is a relative pronoun which means whom. That whom, him, whom, yam. So yam eva, yesha. Yam in the relative pronoun indicates what? Implies atma, one's own self. Yeshaha sadhakaha, yeshaha yam eva so atmanam vrnute. This mukshu, this jignyasu, this seeker, swameva atmanam, who chooses him obtaining as one's own self, who chooses him, the atma, obtaining as one's own self, swatmanam, yameva swatmanam eshaha vrnute. This seeker chooses one's own self. It chooses whom? Yameva means swamatmanam. The seeker who chooses one's own self, atma. So vrunate means what? Prarthayate. He really begs, prays to, prays to. He who prays for one's own, the vision of one's own self. Vrunate means he chooses, means what? He chooses to know. Prarthayate means who really begs, prays for the vision of that atma obtaining as one's own self. Which means his priority becomes atma. Tena yeva atmana. Tena yeva atmana. By that atma. Tena yeva atmana. See here, varita, varitru shabda, rikarantaha, pullingaha, varitru shabda. Varitru means one who chooses. And tena yeva varitra, only by such a person who chooses one's own self. Swayam atma labhyaha. For him, swayam atma labhyaha. Only for him, atma becomes attainable in terms of knowledge. Labhyaha means what? Not physically attainable. Gayate. This is the meaning of this mantra. So here further, it explained. The person who is aspiring for jnanam, of course, must have lived his life properly as a karma yogi. Even when a person lives his life as a karma yogi, person is given discipline of karma yoga also, then this person becomes a nishkamaha. Nishkamaha means what? Nishkamaha means the person's aspiration is only for the Atma. See, the person who is aspiring for only Atma means for he is a person of dispassion. He is a person who was grown out of desire for other things. He is a Nishkamaha. Even as a Nishkama, as a person who is free from the hold of desires, having grown out of desires, for things also, this person aspires only for Atma. Prarthayate. He aspires only for the vision of the Atma. So, only for such a person, Atma becomes attainable in terms of Jnanam. The commitment to the pursuit of Jnanam naturally makes a person dispassionate. Thereby, he can become more focused. And being more focused with his commitment, he has the blessing of the Atma, that Atma Swarupam becomes revealed to him. Means it is possible for him to attain the Jnanam. The simple, that's what is said here. So how Atma is attained? How Atma attained? Of course, Atma attained in terms of Jnanam only. Katam labhyate ityuchyate. So, Atma kamasya eshaha Atma vivrunate. See, if you are artha kamaha, if you are aspiring for artha, little you have desire for an Atma jnanam, Atma will not reveal itself to you. If you are kama kamaha, you are interested in only enjoyment of pleasures, then still Atma will not reveal itself. Even dharma kamaha, your interest only in accumulating punyam. Artha kamaha, kama kamaha, dharma kamaha. The person who is desirous of accumulating wealth, or desirous of enjoying pleasures, desirous of accumulating punyam for given purpose also, Atma will not reveal. But if a person becomes Atma kamaha, Atma kamaha means Atmanam kamayate iti Atma kamaha. The person who is aspiring only for the vision of the Atma, Atma kamaha, then only for him, Atma vivrunate. Vivrunate means what? Atma prakashayati. Atma reveals. Atma brings its swarupam to light. And kidrishim paramarthikim swam tanum. This absolute nature. Paramarthiki tanuhu means absolute nature. Atma brings its own absolute, abstract swarupam, nature. Exactly as it is. Atma reveals its own absolute, abstract swarupam, nature as it is. Atma brings to light to that person. Atma reveals its swarupam. Swakiyam swam tanum swakiyam swayathatmyam. Yathatmyam. So yathatmya means exactly how Atma Swarupam is. Sva yathatmya, one's own nature, as exactly how Atma is. That Swarupam Atma brings to light. Atma reveals. So here, what is the lesson? This lesson, a simple lesson. One must have commitment to the pursuit of Jnanam. One Atma should become one's priority. Otherwise, don't complain. I've been studying for so long. Atma doesn't reveal. I don't get any Jnanam. Nothing works. Don't complain. Okay? no more complaining. Okay, I'm studying, other things also to do. Okay, do, no problem. But wait, unless until you choose, Atma becomes ultimate priority, then jnana will not happen. Okay, the more committed you are, the more you place your mind in Shastram without any distraction, more you place your attention in Shastram without any distraction. That's the thing. We all place attention in Shastram, but is a distraction free attention? No. That is why you have to be prayerful also. Okay. One has to be very highly prayerful to have Bhagavan's grace to be committed to be able to place one's mind distraction free attention in the Shastra. And the more you pay attention to the Shastram, the more the subject matter of the Shastram, more you will have Shastra Krupa, Guru Krupa, Shastra Krupa. Bhagavad Krupa will be known as Shastra Krupa. The grace of the Shastram also. It will be possible. Okay. Next mantra, mantra number 24. So, this commitment to the pursuit of jnanam as a jignyasuhu, as a mumukshuhu, having the attainment of jnanam as one's priority is very important for the knowledge to take place. This is the content. Okay, this is the main subject I discussed in the previous mantra. Because of the importance of this this content teaching, again Upanishad takes one more mantra to talk about the same. In this mantra also, this that is revealed. But what is especially in this following mantra is, it's very important. It is not enough. Of course, mukshutvam, if a person has mukshutvam, craving, desire for, craving for the attainment of moksha. One can have aspiration for moksha, thereby, and knowing the connection between jnanam and moksha. Oh, jnanam is the sadhanam, moksha is the sadhyaha. So with the purushartha nischaya, understanding sadhana sadhya, sambandha between jnanam and moksha, a person can become committed to the pursuit of jnanam also. But if a person does not take care of his mental preparedness, if he is not, they're not disciplined enough, then still jnanam is not possible. You know, the qualification is very important. Therefore, that is in this mantra. The importance of being disciplined for being eligible to attain jnanam is discussed in this mantra, the 24th mantra. Especially, shamaha, dhammaha, shamaha, dhammaha, and also the samadhanam. This one must be adequately tranquil. Adequate mental tranquility is very important, and for which a person has to be adequately tranquil, because jnanam implies absolute tranquility, absolute peace of mind, non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting peace is in discovering everlasting happiness as Swarupam of the Atma, which is Atma Jnanam. For that, one must be relatively tranquil, relatively peaceful. And the relative, one can be relatively peaceful only if a person taps Bhagavan's grace. And the tapping Bhagavan's grace presupposes living, having this shamaha, shanti. Shamaha is a masculine gender word. Shantihi is a feminine gender word. That's the only difference. Having this relative peace. For which, to have that relative peace, to tap Bhagavan's grace, one has to choicelessly live a life of dharma. Okay? That's also implied here. Which means, how can one tap Bhagavan's grace? Only by strictly following a life of values. Be as a highly virtuous person. So being given to the life of karma yoga means being given to the life of dharma. Having life governed by dharma means living one's life as a virtuous person. Okay, let us see here. Kincha anyate. Okay. Sorry, go to Bhashtam also. Anyway. Na virato duscharitan, na shanto, na samahitaha. Na virato duscharitan, na shanto, the na shanto. Please correct it. Na virato duscharitan na shanto na samahitaha. Na shanta manaso vapi prajnane nainam apnuyat. Na virato duscharitan na shanto na samahitaha. Na virato duscharitan na shanto na samahitaha. Na shanta manaso vapi prajnane nainam apnuyat. Na shanta manaso vapi prajnane nainam apnuyat. Na virato duscharitan na shanto na samahitaha. Na shanta manaso vapi prajnane nainam apnuyat. You break it. Na virato. Break it. Na virataha. Na virataha. So na virataha, again you break it. Na avirataha. Na avirataha. See, the visarga becomes repa, repa becomes sukara, then gunasandhi happens. So, navirato. Otherwise, na avirataha. Duscharitant. Duscharitan. Duscharitat. Na. The nashanto. Bracket. Na ashantaha. Na avirataha. Duscharitat. Na ashantaha. Ashantaha. Na asamahitaha. I'm repeating the mantra here. Na asamahitaha. Na ashantamanasaha. Na ashantamanasaha. Va api prajnanena. Prajnanena. Yenam apniyat. Na va api prajnanena enam apniyat. This is how you break the whole mantra. So, na apniyat. Na apniyat. Na apniyat means will not attain. See, apniyat is what ling, this is a ling verb, potential mood verb. Should not, must not, that's the meaning. But we take it in the sense, will not attain. Or one does not attain. Na apniyat means na apnoti. Na apniyat should be taken as na apnoti. Na apnoti. Who does not attain whom? Yenam. So here, yenam means this person. So yenam implies enam atmanam. This person, the one does not, will not attain this atma. Yenam means atmanam na apno, apniyat. Na apniyat. The person will not attain this atma, does not attain this atma. This the reality, atma obtaining as the nearest self, one's own self. Who, he says, avirataha, avirataha. See, virataha means the person. You have to understand, virataha, avirataha. Rataha means one who is attached. One who is attached is rataha. One who attached means one whose attention is distracted is rataha. So virataha means one who is not attached. Virataha. But we take it avirataha, the person who is not focused. Avirataha means the person who is not focused. The person who is not focused means what? The person who is not focused, attention will be scattered everywhere. I mean, he has not withdrawn his attention from everywhere. So the person, the passionate person whose attention is still, whose attention is still scattered is aviratha. So na aviratha. So the person who has not it, who's still distracted, whose attention is scattered everywhere, who's not capable of withdrawing his attention from everywhere is everywhere. Such a person na aviratha na. The person who is not capable of withdrawing one's attention from everywhere, I mean, who is passionate, who's distracted, that person na does not attain atma, which means he must become focused. Here, this particular aviratha implies which discipline? Samadhanam. The focused attention. One must be a person of focused attention. Distraction-free attention. The person who is distracted, person of distracted attention, who at least plays everywhere, he is virataha. Avirataha. For avirataha na apnyat. The distracted minded who has not withdrawn his attention from everywhere does not attain the atma. Duscharita means what? The improper behavior. Duscharitam implies improper behavior, or having Duschetam also implies having a bad conduct. So duscharitat. So duscharitat yaha avirataha. Here take it. The person who has not withdrawn his attention, who is distracted, and also who has not given up this bad conduct. One who has not shifted himself from being a person of bad behavior, bad conduct. One who has not withdrawn himself from his ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಬಿಹೇವಿಯರ್ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಕಾಂಡಕ್ಟ್ ದುಶ್ಚರಿತಾತ್ ಅವಿರತಃ ಹೇಳ್ತೇನೆ ದುಶ್ಚರಿತಾತ್ ಅವಿರತಃ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದುಶ್ಚರಿತಂ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಗೇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ ದಿ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸಲ್ ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯೂಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದುಶ್ಚರಿತ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು ಲೈಫ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಧರ್ಮ ಲೈಫ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಧರ್ಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಹಿಬಿಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ದುಶ್ಚರಿತಾತ್ ಯಹನ ಅವಿರತಃ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಹಸ್ ನಾಟ್ taken away himself from the bad conduct, which means was not still stopped his bad behavior, who is still not following dharma. Such a person. So adharmi, duscharitat avirata means what? Being an adharmi. So an adharmi does not attain atma. Then ashantaha. Thereby, if a person is not following dharma, and if he is not following dharma, means he is not following the values, naturally he is a person of bad conduct, and not having withdrawn himself from such behavior, and as a person of distracted attention also, naturally he'll be ashantaha. Ashantaha means a person who is disturbed. The disturbed person is the one who does not have any sway over his own, sense organs. The person who does not have say over his sense organs. Which means one who does not have mastery over his mind. One does not have mastery over his mind means the person does not naturally ashantaha, the person who has no shamaha, who does not have mastery over his mind, thereby who does not have mastery over his sense organs also. Ashantaha means he is adamaha also. He cannot have damaha also. Shantaha means literally we say the tranquil minded. But here Shantaha means one who has shamaha, one who has mastery over his mind and sense organs. A peaceful person is the one who has mastery over his mind. The person who is slave of his mind cannot be shanta, cannot be peaceful. Ashantaha is a highly restless, disturbed, agitated minded person who has no control, no say at all over his mastery over his mind. Therefore, no mastery over his sense organs. Ashantaha. Why he is ashantaha? Because he does not manage his emotions. Does not manage emotions mean does not manage his desires, does not manage his anger, does not manage his other natural emotions, jealousy, hatred, especially anger and raga dveshas, desires in the form of raga dveshas, then anger does not manage means what? He does not follow dharma. The person who does not follow dharma, who does not follow universal values, is the one who is not managing his emotions. The person who is not managing his emotions is the one who is of bad conduct, who is adharmi, wrongdoer. The person of the just charita is a person of wrong actions, person of bad conduct. Thereby, naturally, he will be highly disturbed, agitated. He has no mastery over his sense organs. He has no mastery over his mind. Ashanta, the person who does not have any mastery, control, prefer the word mastery. Puja Swamiji always prefers the word mastery. Now, mastery over his sense organs and mind. Such a person. Naturally, Ashanta Manasaha. Already the word Ashanta has been mentioned. The one who does not have mastery over his sense organs, no dhammaha, no shamaha. So to distinguish that, he mantra used another word, ashanta manasaha. Ashantam manasam yasya. Ashanta manasaha. Yasya shantam manasam yasya nasti saha ashantam manasaha. So the person who is not tranquil minded. So the disturbed minded person who has no mastery over his mind, thereby who does not have mastery over his sense organs also. So ashantaha implies the one who does not have mastery over his sense organs, because he does not have mastery over his mind, therefore who is not, it means he is not tranquil minded, disturbed minded. Ashanta manasaha. Then asa, he is na samahitaha. Samahitaha. Samahitaha means the one who is focused, one who is capable of focusing one's attention is called samahitaha. Asamahitaha, na samahitaha. The person who cannot be focused is na samahitaha. One who cannot place, one who is, again, the restlessness repeatedly said, ashantaha, too many words to say that, ashantamanasaha, ashantaha, na samahitaha. Okay, all these words actually repeatedly talk about the mental condition. The person who is not able to focus is asamahitaha, na samahitaha. Samahitaha means the person of focused attention. The person who is capable of concentrating is samahitaha. Samahitaha means one whose attention is withdrawn from everywhere. The same thing is repeated, but too many words are used. See, which means how important it is for us to have a peaceful, tranquil mind, disturbance-free mind, which alone can be focused, and for which one must have mastery over the mind, one must have mastery over sense organs also, which means one must strictly live a life of dharma. If a person is duscharitat na avirataha, means if a person has not withdrawn himself from bad behavior, bad conduct, and if he still is given to life of adharma, not following the values, then naturally he cannot manage his emotions. Not being able to manage his emotions, he cannot be mentally peaceful, nor can he have any mastery of his sense organs. Thereby what happens? Such a person or him cannot be focused at all, cannot concentrate. Okay. Prajnanena enam na apnyat. So such a person cannot attain this Atma in terms of knowledge. Atma through jnanam. How can I attain Atma? Atma is never away from you. Always there, inseparably from you. Okay, not distensibly. Inseparably, Atma is always there as your own self. In spite of having Atma as your own Swarupam, why it is not possible for you to attain Jnana, attain Atma? Atma has to be attained only through knowledge. Bhagavat Sakshatkara has to happen only through knowledge. So attainment of the knowledge, Atma is only in terms of knowledge. Only through knowledge. Atma praptihi is Atma jnana praptihi. Isn't it? Atma jnana praptihi eva Atma praptihi. There's no way attaining Atma directly. Atma jnana only has to be attained. Therefore, and this the yenam prajnanena na apnuyat. The person does not, will not attain his atma through knowledge if a person has not, a person is not given to the life of dharma. See how it is implied here. One must choose to live a life of karma yoga, which means one must strictly live a life of values. Only then a person can strictly life of values means he becomes a person of right conduct. Right conduct, good conduct. So if he is a person of good conduct, he is given life of dharma values means he will be able to manage his emotions. He is able to manage his emotions means he has mastery over his mind. His mastery over his mind means has mastery over his sense organs also. He has mastery over his sense organs means he can be focused minded. He can be disturbance free minded. He can have relative peace and he'll be able to concentrate. Thereby, for such a person, Atma can be attained through knowledge. Otherwise, it is not possible. See, the Dharma Anushtanam is indirectly emphasized by saying, Duscharitat Aviratah. Duscharitat Aviratah. The person who is given to this bad conduct means definitely he is not following dharma. He is not living a life of values. He is not living a life of values means he is not able to manage his emotions. He is not able to manage his emotions means he is a slave of his own emotions. The person who is a slave of his own emotions definitely is the person who becomes slave of his own sense organs also. And as a person who is as a slave of his own mind and sense organs, he becomes highly disturbed, agitated minded. Such a person cannot concentrate. For him, Atma cannot be attained through Jnanam. This is the main lesson given here. Is it clear? Let me make it very clear. This is how you have to understand. So, duscharitat aviratha, ashantaha, ashantamanasaha. We can say na samahitaha, yenam prajnanena na apnyat. So many times na, the negative particle is negative. Na duscharitat aviratha enam prajnanena apniyat. Ashantaha na ashantaha enam prajnanena apniyat. Na ashanta manasaha prajnanena enam apniyat. Na asamahitaha also enam prajnanena apniyat. Na samahitaha api na apniyat. See, this is what Karma Yoga is not directly taught here. But Karma Yoga is emphasized. The discipline of Karma Yoga is emphasized means what? The consequence of not living a life of karma yoga makes a person of bad conduct. So such a person, at least there must be time, he continues to be a person of bad conduct, means he's not able to withdraw himself from that such a conduct. then naturally, continuously living a life of adharma, he cannot have any mastery over his mind and sense organs. Thereby, he cannot have concentration, he cannot focus. Such a person cannot attain Atmajnanam. This is the lesson. Is it clear? Okay. So, how does Shankara Bhagavatpada say this? So, Duscharitat Aviratha. Na Aviratha means Pratishiddhat Shruti Smritya Vihitat Papa Karmanaha. So Duscharitat means from the bad conduct or bad behavior, a wrong behavior, wrong actions. What are the wrong actions? Pratishiddhat. Pratishiddhat means the prohibited, from the prohibited actions. The person who has not given up prohibited actions, who has not kept himself away from prohibited actions. Prohibited actions means, what are the prohibited actions? The prohibited actions revealed by the prohibited, as prohibited actions revealed by the Shruti and Smriti. Shruti, Smriti, Avihitat. See, Vihitam Karma means prescribed duties. Vihitam Karma means prescribed duties one must do. Avihita means prohibited. Vihitam, prescribed. Avihitam, prohibited. Avihitam is equal to what? Pratishiddhat. Pratishiddhat. Shruti, Smriti, Avihitat. Papa Karmanaha. So, from Papa Karmas, wrong actions. Actions which contribute for the production of, for the rise of Papam, accumulation of Papam. Actions which contribute for accumulation of Papam. From such wrong actions, from Papa Karmas, from the prohibited actions, actions prohibited by Shruti and Smriti, which are not prescribed by Shruti and Smriti, the person who has not withdrawn. So, Duscharitat means not Patishiddhat, Shruti Smriti Avihitat, Papa Karmanaha Aviratha. Papa Karmanaha Aviratha. The person who has not given up, who has not withdrawn himself from all wrong actions which contribute for the accumulation of Papam, which are not prescribed by the Shastram, which are prohibited by Shruti and Smriti. Okay, such a person does not, will not attain Atma through knowledge. Okay. He says, Anuparataha. Virataha, Avirataha. Uparataha means the one who has withdrawn. Anuparataha, one who has not withdrawn. Na api Indriya Lauliad. Na api Indriya Lauliad. See, Indriya Lauliam. Lauliam is a noun form. Indriya Lauliam means pleasures enjoyable through sense organs. Indriya Lauliat na Anuparataha. The person who has not withdrawn himself from the enjoyment of sense pleasures. So that doesn't mean Shastram does not expect one to deprive oneself of the enjoyment of pleasures. Definitely not. But Indriya Laulyat na Anuparataha. Means by doing wrong actions, the person who enjoys sense pleasures through wrong means. As the person said to be here, Indriya Laulyat Anuparataha. Ashantaha. Ashantaha. Then Anuparataha. Na api Asamahitaha. See, Asamahitaha. Na api Asamahitaha. Samahitaha is a person of proper concentration, good concentration. The person of focus attention is Samahitaha. Asamahitaha. The person who lacks the concentration. Asamahitaha, ashtantaha, anuparataha. So, asamahitaha means what? Anekagramanaha. See, ekagramanaha, anekagramanaha. Ekagramanaha means what? Ekam agram yasya. Okay? Yasya manaha, manastaha ekam agram. The person whose attention is single-pointed, the person whose mind is single-pointed, is called ekagram, ekagram manaha yasya. Ekagram manaha yasya, saha ekagram manaha. Ekagram manaha means single-pointed mind. The person of single-pointed mind is ekagram manaha. But anekagram manaha means the person of what? Not single-pointed minded, means the person of distracted attention. Anekagramanaha. The person who is not single-pointed minded, who is of distracted attention, who is not focused, who lacks concentration is asamahitaha. Asamahitaha means anekagramanaha. Anekagramanaha means what? Vikshipta chittaha. Vikshiptam chittam yasya. Vikshipta means thrown. Distracted. One whose attention is thrown everywhere. Thrown on many things. Vikshiptam chittam yasya. Vikshipta chittaha. The ones who attention is thrown everywhere means one who is highly distracted. Distracted. Not focused. Not single-pointed. Asamahitaha, anekagramanaha, vikshipta chittaha mean the same. Is it clear? Okay, so duscharitat na avirataha means the person has not withdrawn himself from wrong actions which contribute for accumulating papam, which are not prescribed and which are prohibited by this Shruti and Smriti. Therefore, who has not withdrawn himself from the enjoyment of pleasures means one who is given to the overindulgence of sense pleasures. One who has not withdrawn himself. One who is not moderate. Thereby, one who has no mastery over his sense organs. Then one who is not focused. One who is distracted. Okay, next. Anacharya says, such a person is not eligible for attaining jnanam. He cannot attain atma through jnanam. Samahita chittopi san samadhana phalartitvat. Samahita chittopi san சமாதான பலார்த்தித்வாத் ந அபி அசாந்தமானசக வியாப்ருத சித்தக பிரஜானேன பிரம்ம விஜானேன ஏனம் பிரகிருதம் ஆத்மானம் ஆப்னியாத். Even if a person has certain degree of concentration, okay, samahita chittaha, samahita, the focused minded, samahita means even if a person is focused minded, even if he has certain degree of concentration, then samahita chittaha sanna, சித்தி சன் சமாதான பலார்த்தித்வாத். சமாதான பலார்த்தி மீன்ஸ் தி பர்சன் சி தி இஃப் அ பர்சன் இஸ் கிவன் டு டிசிப்ளின் ஆஃப் பிராக்டிசிங் மெடிடேஷன் உபாசனம் அண்ட் ஆஸ் பிராக்டிஸ் ரிசல்ட் ஆஃப் பிராக்டிசிங் மெடிடேஷன் த பர்சன் கேன் ஹாவ் சர்டன் டிகிரி ஆஃப் மென்டல் ஸ்டெடினஸ் ஆல்சோ. But there is a palam benefit is there. What is the benefit? The going to heaven or enjoying other benefits. See, by practicing meditation, one can have certain degree of mental steadiness, certain degree of focus attention. As a result of which, one can enjoy certain material gains. Going to heaven is a material gain. Or enjoying some other, even Ashtamaha Siddhis, etc. in this world itself. They all come under the result of the meditation, practicing meditations, comes under the category of material benefits only. So, samadhana palarthitvat. Because of his craving, desire for the benefit of, craving, desire for, enjoying the material, gaining the material benefits. Samadhana phalam means the material benefit attainable as a result of practicing means saguna upasana. Okay? Samadhana phalarthi means the one, the person who is craving for, whose focus is on the enjoyment of material benefits attainable as a result of practicing meditation. It's called Samadhana Phalarthi. Samadhana Phalarthi. So, samadhana, if a person has steady mind as a result of practicing meditation and he is capable of earning some material gains, including going to heaven. Okay? So samadhana palarthi san, remaining as the one who is interested, one who is craving for the benefits attainable as a result of practicing meditation. If he is like that, even if a person has focused attention, samahita chittaha api, even if he has focused attention, has a degree of concentration, he is able to concentrate. So he is using the concentration capacity, the capacity to concentrate in practicing saguna upasanam. He is practicing meditation also. But his focus is not on jnanam, his focus is on what? Enjoyment of material benefits in terms of going to heaven or other material benefits here, Ashtamasiddhi, etc. Then, happy. Still, he is Ashanta Chittaha only, Ashanta Manasaha only. Why? Because of Arthitvat, Samadhana Palarthitvat. Because of his craving, because of his being, the one who is craving for the material ends attainable as a result of practicing meditation, still he is ashantamanasaha. He is also still what? Ashantama. He is still, the person does not have, he is distracted mind only. Means vyaprita chittaha. Vyaprita means he is preoccupied minded. Vyaprita chittaha means vyapritam means preoccupied. Okay. Vyaprita chitta. Vyapritam chittam yasya. Vyaprita chitta. Preoccupied minded. Ashantamanasaha. Vyaprita chittaha. The preoccupied minded. The disturbed minded. Why? Because of his craving for material ends attainable through meditation. Even if he has a certain degree of concentration, still, anena, by that person, prajna, brahma vijnanena, prajna, brahma vijnanena, enam, prakritam atmanam, na apnyat. Even then, the person does not, will not attain atmatru jnanam. So, prajnanam means atmajnanam, brahmajnanam, brahmavijnanam. Still, the person does not attain the atmatru knowledge. See, what should be the priority? How much priority should Atma have? See, the people who are given to the practice of Aguna Upasana, they all have good concentration. All of them can be said to be Samahita Chittaha. They are not very restless people. So what? Samahita Chittaha apisanne, in spite of being a focused minded, because of the interest in, the benefits, material benefits attainable as a result of practicing meditation, the person continues to be restless minded only. Therefore, he is preoccupied minded. Because focus is not on atmajnanam. Focus is on material benefits. For such a person also, atma is not attainable through knowledge. Is it clear? See, there are people who cannot sit, even for japam, people cannot sit. Leave alone upasanam. Even to do 108 times japa, mind goes all over. Okay, that is such, what should we do? We have to pray, repeatedly pray, every day pray. We have to pray. That's why for such people only we have so many stotrams. Now, so don't need to feel guilty about it. Okay, I cannot even sit even for doing japa. Where's the question of meditation, saguna upasana? Where's the question of contemplating upon the Atma? Where's the question of listening and grasping the teaching? Sometimes in the class we understand, but still people can be restless. That is why in the tradition, they have kept all these prayers. In every stotra missing, we request Bhagavan, please, oh Lord, please reveal your Swarupam to me. Reveal your Swarupam to me. As a devotee, we request Bhagavan to bless us with his vision. Oh Lord, please reveal the Swarupam to me. Reveal the Swarupam to me means what? We request Bhagavan to reveal his Swarupam to you. We're actually requesting Bhagavan to reveal your Swarupam to you. To bless you to have your own Swarupam. That is why I told you even Mandukya class. Remember? Early in the morning, as soon as you wake up, first thing, we say good morning to Bhagavan. That's why nowadays, you go to Kashi, it's a Kashi Vishwanatha Suprabhatam. Go to Tripathi, Venkatesa Suprabhatam. If you go to Devi, it's a Suprabhatam. Subramanya Suprabhatam. Suprabhatam for every devata. Every deity. You know why? Good morning. When you say good morning, you actually, you wake up Bhagavan. Then you're asking Bhagavan to wake up is what? Asking for Atmajnanam. We had repeatedly do Suprabhatam. Every day Suprabhatam had to be doing. So, that's the understanding. I'm really requesting Bhagavan to wake up. Please, oh Bhagavan, please don't be asleep, don't be asleep. Wake up, wake up, wake up means what? Having your own Swarupam revealed to you is Bhagavan being awake. Having your own Swarupam revealed to you is what? Bhagavan being awake. If you, as long as you are ignorant, Bhagavan is asleep. Bhagavan is awake means you are a jnani. So, oh Lord, wake up means reveal your Swarupam to me, which means make me a wise person. Look at this, how beautiful it is. What a great culture it is. I cannot sit in, even Japam I cannot sit. 10 times, 108 mantra, Om Namah Shivaya wants 108 times. 10th time, mind goes elsewhere. So, you don't need to feel bad about it. Constantly pray. Try to pray. Now, you understand how important it is to worship, how important it is to pray. Because prayer and worship alone can help us remain in association with Bhagavan. That is how we can become focused. So dharma anushtanam also, only then it is possible. Light of the teaching alone, you have to see the importance. You have to validate all the disciplines we have been following. I think you all see this, isn't it? How important it is now. Why worship? Why prayer? Why go to, why do chant these stotrams? That's the only way we can really drag this running mind and keep it, place it in Bhagavan. Pull this mind. My God, it's not easy. No control. You can control anything in the world. You cannot control your mind. You can't stop. Mind, please sit here. Sit. Don't go anywhere. It's exactly like her. That's why you're always like a baby, a 1-year-old child who's crawling here and there. When the child is not asleep, all over baby is crawling. You can't control because child has no, your mind is actually what? Like that only. Stay here. Tell your mind it won't listen. Stay here means go somewhere. My God. If we can make our mind sit where we want it to sit, there's nothing greater than that. That is why we need abundance of Bhagavan's grace, for which you have to be very, very prayerful. And even what to pray, what should I pray for? I must be very clear. Now, hereafter, at least knowing the significance of reciting, chanting Suprabhatam, you have to do Suprabhatam. Thirupalli Aichi. Actually, in Tamil, in all Nayanmars and also Alvars, we have Thirupalli Aichi. Thirupalli Aichi means actually waking up Bhagavan. Good morning, Suprabhatam, we say in Sanskrit. Thirupalli Aichi we have. Palli means, you know, this lying down. Bedroom, bed. Waking a Bhagavan from his bed. Itrippalli Elchi. So we have it in Suprabhatam. Okay. So we'll see. See that there are some people who are seriously, intensely making notes of this class And even Hataka is trying to translate it into Germany, or German language also. That's why actually he thought it would be nice if I do first mantras, then I do the Bhashyam again. It would be easy for him to work on his book. Other let me, actually we do the Moola Grantha first, then we go back to the Bhashyam again. That's what we've been doing. But this time I thought, okay, let me do the Bhashyam also along with this thing I was thinking. So let me now, because he requested also, I thought let me finish the mantras first. With the mantra I'm reading out the Bhashyam also, but again we'll do the Bhashyam separately. Okay, so we can cover easily, quickly. Any questions here?
So many, yes. We say that Atma has to be chosen. So it's, this is like, we have the moksha as purushartha, and this is our own choice. And on the other hand, we say we need the grace that it happens. So is it both or?
No. What happens?
Oh, the knowledge at least is clear, you know, and so we have these aspects.
You have chosen, one must choose Atma as one's ultimate priority, absolute priority. But to have that Atma Jnanam, you need certain qualifications. But it's a problem in having the qualifications. Atma Jnanam is very easy to attain Atma Jnanam. But to become qualified for the Atmajnanam is very difficult. How to have focused attention, distraction free, preoccupation free, focused attention. How can you have? Very difficult. But even if a person is focused sometimes, and his priority becomes, sometimes people have certain degree of focus, but his priority becomes material benefit. I can sit without any distraction for 2 or 3 hours of Chandi Parayanam. But my focus is not on moksha. My focus is on something, some other time, some result. Then it will not help me attain Atmajnanam. I may sit for, people do meditate, practice meditations. They can sit for hours. But priority is on jnanam. Priority is on Atma. Then jnana will not take place. But sometimes, even if the people, okay, sometimes the qualification itself is very difficult. I tell you, it is most of the people have this biggest problem of the distraction, mental distraction. Mind, see, poor people, they try, really try. Mind goes all over. Lot of disturbances, either from one's own past memories or present memories or certain things around. People are not able to sit through. Very difficult, very restless mind. Of course, even if people who are living a life dharma, of course, people who are non-righteous cannot have any mastery over the mind. So naturally, they'll be very distracted-minded people. But people who are righteous, who are conscious of not going against dharma and who very conscious, who are highly ethical, who are worshipful also to a certain degree, but they also don't have, you know, concentration. Such question, when such a thing comes, so we need to seek Bhagavan's grace for earning the qualifications. Of course, that is why we say grace is required for any accomplishment. See, without your effort, grace is not possible. But without grace, your effort alone is not enough. Your effort without Bhagavan's grace will be insufficient, inadequate. And mere grace without your effort will be impossible. You cannot tap any Bhagavan's grace at all if you don't make any effort. Bhagavan will think, why should I give him any, why should I shower grace on him, this fellow? If you don't make any effort at all, then you won't have any grace. So without your effort, grace will be impossible. Earning grace is impossible. With mere effort, without grace will be incomplete. So you need both. And you have to wait for the time. So kalaha, prayatnaha, anugraha. Okay, three factors. Daivanugraha, Bhagavan's grace. Prayatnaha, uchita prayatnaha, appropriate effort, adequate effort, and Bhagavan's grace. Together will bless you with success in time. There must be, and effort must be there. I'm trying my best. So, oh Lord, please help me. See, what happens, people in India also, people go to temples, listen to these shlokas, all those things, they don't understand the relevance. Why we have all these different types of shlokas and prayers and things that we don't understand. Even Shastra study helps us understand relevance. Understand, validate everything that we have been doing.